You know, it's been a long week. We need to turn our brains off and get entertained. So we're going to the movies. We just got to make it through a little more radio show first. Daniel Holloway is here to help me do that. Film critic for the Metro newspaper. Hi, Daniel.
Hey.
How are you doing?
I'm an Irish lush.
You are?
No, I'm not. I guess I am. My last name's Holloway.
You should be. Do you like Guinness?
I like Guinness.
Yeah, me too. Okay, anyway, we digress. We'll drink Guinness later. But first, we're going to talk about movies. Let's start with Funny Games.
Do we have to?
Yeah, we're going to. The trailer for this, I've seen it. It's freakish. Michael Haneke has made this movie before, apparently in Austria in 97.
Yeah.
Why is he making the same movie again?
The movie's so nice, he made it twice. That's a really good question. I was
thanks.
In fact, it was on you guys' blog the other day. There was a posting about this that Ian pointed out to me, and it was funny because it mentioned a review that was like, "What could his motivation possibly be for making a shot-for-shot remake of a movie he made?
It's really that
11
identical.
Years ago? Yeah, yeah. Huh. Shot-for-shot remake. I must confess, I haven't seen the first one, but this is like. This is what I've heard.
Uh-huh.
I don't know beyond money or, you know, the glory of being proclaimed.
Was the
most
first one
disturbing
released in the U.S.?
Ever. No, it was a German film. It was a German film. I'm sorry. So, yeah, it's a shot-for-shot remake of a German film that he made in 1997. This time around, it stars Naomi Watts and Tim Roth, Michael Pitt, Brady Corbett. And it's the most horrifying thing you'll see at the movies this year, and that's not really a good thing.
Ooh, interesting. Okay, let's hear a little bit of it. This is a scene. Here's Tim Roth and Naomi Watts being taunted by these young men.
Okay. We bet, what time is it?
8:40.
That in, let's say, 12 hours, all three of you are gonna be kaput. Okay?
What?
You bet that you'll be alive tomorrow at 9 o'clock, and we bet that you'll be dead. Okay?
They don't wanna bet.
Well, it's not an option. There has to be a bet. I mean, what do you think? You think they stand a chance? You're on their side, aren't you? Who are you betting on, hmm?
But, wait, what kind of bet is this? If they're dead, they can't live up to their side. And if they win, they can't live either.
Yes, they'll lose either way. That's what I'm saying.
Ugh. So we should say, set this up a little bit, this family's been taken hostage by these two twins? Are they twins?
They're not twins. They're just made to creepily look alike. there are two guys wearing white golf shirts and white gloves. And they just happen to show up about 10, 15 minutes into the movie. And from that moment on, you have a hostage situation. There's a little bit of psychological play near the beginning that could be kind of interesting. But the movie quickly digresses into what David Edelstein called torture porn. This is torture Ooh. Porn disguised as art. It's not hostile. It's not Saw. But it's basically the same premise. The only difference is that in this film, the violence is always obscured by a sofa or it happens just off camera.
Huh.
But the emotional violence is still just as disturbing, and it's not done in a way that is intriguing or engaging. And as we just heard in the clip there when that was Michael Pitt's character speaking, at one point he goes, oh, well, who are you betting on? He's actually turning and speaking to the camera right then. And it's adding insult to injury because, you know, most American movie audiences walk into a movie with certain expectations, and sometimes they're not the most sophisticated expectations, but...
You don't think the audience buys that?
He's taunting the audience for wanting, you know, a plot or a plausible ending. And it's when you're being this abused as an audience because you're basically – it's nonstop torment that you're watching with no narrative arc whatsoever. You don't want to be made fun of for being uncomfortable while you're watching this
stuff. Okay, there you have it. Clearly
it's a winner. It's the must-see film of 2008.
Top of my list for the weekend to make you feel good. Feel good film, really. Okay, let's move on. Sleepwalking. Charlize Theron, Dennis Hopper, Nick Stahl, Woody Harrelson. Sounds like a good cast.
Yeah, if those first three were in it more.
Okay, the trailer describes a movie like this. Jolene is a woman stuck in yesterday. James is a man who can't imagine tomorrow. Tara, a child trapped in between. Before I ask you what that means, let's listen to a clip. Here's Nick Stahl and Anna Sophia Robb talking in a diner.
We could go to Mexico. Isn't that where you go in this sort of situation?
Mexico?
Yeah, like in the movies.
I don't think we have enough to get that far.
No. We need fake names. You know, so we don't get caught. I'll be Nicole. And I want to be 13 years old. Because being 12 was stupid.
I don't get it.
I didn't get it either. And I saw it. I don't know. It's just a really boring movie.
Oh, no!
Yeah, I made the mistake of not writing the review right after seeing it. And 2 days later, I was just struggling to remember what even happened in this film. It's just, you know, Charlize Theron's character is there in the beginning. I don't know what that means. She's trapped in yesterday. He can't imagine tomorrow. Blah, blah, blah. I have no idea. Basically, she's like, you know, just this kind of hard-living woman. And she ends up abandoning her daughter for a short period. The daughter falls into child services. The brother ends up taking the daughter, and they hit the road together because he doesn't want her to be in child services anymore. And it takes a movie. It feels like it takes it 3 hours just to get there. It just plods along, and nothing. These characters never do anything for most of the film. It's just stuff happening to them, and it's the most boring stuff in the world.
Okay, so we've got a torture porn.
Yeah,
we've got the most boring movie in the world.
Yep.
Let's move on to something. I hope it's going to elicit a more positive response.
It will.
It will.
I promise.
Awesome. Horton Hears a Who. Who yes. can't love that? A computer animated adaptation of the Dr. Seuss classic. Okay, so everybody know, if you grew up with Dr. Seuss, you know this story. Now, does this film live up to that? Does it capture the Dr. Seuss-ness, the magic of Seuss?
Visually, it's incredible. The guys at Blue Sky made this. Blue Sky is like a poor man's Pixar. They're the folks who made Ice Age. Visually, Seuss translates very, very well into the modern like 3D animation that's being done right now. Surprisingly well. There's an extraordinary scene with Horton the elephant at the beginning where he's walking along and you see this sort of elephant lumbering through the jungle. Very kind of standard thing when you see elephants in movies. He headbutts a tree. The tree bends over. It looks like he's going to uproot it. He walks along. He's, you know, he just looks like any normal elephant, no expression on his face. And then he gets to the end of the tree, and instead of it looks like he's crossing this little creek, he stands up and jumps up in the air and does a swan dive. And I swear, it's like, it's so good. It's just the most beautiful thing. It looks like it came out of like, yeah, a Tex Avery cartoon. It's fantastic.
That's awesome. I do, before we let you go, I do want to hear this clip. Can we play it?
I don't exactly know how to tell you this, but
you're living on a speck.
Well, I hate to disagree with you, oh voice from the drainpipe, but I live in Whoville.
Well, then, Whoville's a speck.
Right, okay, seriously, who is this? Is this Bert from accounting?
No. This is Horton. I'm an elephant.
Awesome. That was Horton, voiced by Jim Carrey, talking to the mayor of Whoville, Steve Carell. Can't really lose with those two, right?
Nah, it's good.
Awesome. Daniel Holloway, magical as always to be with you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Film critic for the Metro. And we'll talk to you next week, I imagine.
Yes, ma'am.